everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen, and this is your 2024 Indianapolis Colts schedule breakdown, instant reaction. All right. I haven't even really looked at it. I have looked at two things. One, bye week. Two, any primetime games. Those are the two things that I specifically looked at. And I was like, oh, I got to stop. I need to actually go through this on just a straight up reaction. Right. So I am going to be going over the schedule with you. You probably already know the schedule. You know, it's already been out, came out 8 o'clock Wednesday today. And so I'm going to go over it myself. I am going to say that there is some things just right off the bat, off the two things that I looked at with the primetime games / where the bye week is, something I'm upset about, something I'm really happy about. All right. So let's get into it. Before we do, hey guys, I got to remind everybody that BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports summer this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, and NHL. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Now, oh my. First things first, what I want to tell you guys is our bye week is week 14, okay? That is second week of December. I am overly joyed that we have that as our bye week, okay? I can't state later in the season is way, way better than early in the season. There's too many teams out there that get a 5, 6, 7 week, the bye week during those weeks. And it's awful because that means, you know, if they have any type of playoff stretch, they got the whole stinking season to go before they get a bye week to get healthy. Well, the Indianapolis Colts, if they are in a good spot and need that extra time to get healthy for a playoff run, week 14 is awesome. Awesome. It is late. I mean, come on, you're going to have 13 straight games. So they're going to have to pace themselves a little bit when it comes to that. But having a bye week at that point is very, very nice. Something I did notice, there's no Thursday night football games. Every game is on Sunday, except the last 2 weeks, we don't know. Week 17, week 18, those are to be determined. Really probably has a lot to do with where the Indianapolis Colts or their opponents will be at, you know, come playoff run, especially the week 18 one, which we'll get to in a minute. However, the only two games besides the to be determined games that are not 1 o'clockers, legitimately, is coming off our bye week, will be on the 15th of December. We go to Denver to face the Broncos at 4:25. It's not prime time. It's a 4 o'clock game. And it's our only 4 o'clock game. You know, that's crazy. And then, of course, we do have a prime time game. One prime time. A lot of you thought we wouldn't get any just because we're the Colts, small market team, you know, didn't make the playoffs last year, all that neat stuff. We did get one. And it is week 11 on November 17th in New York to face the Jets. All right. That'll be interesting. I mean, quite possibly facing Aaron Rodgers, right? The Jets actually weren't horrible last year with a plethora of quarterbacks after Aaron Rodgers went out right out the gate last season. So that's something to be, you know, looking forward to. It sucks that we're going to have to wait 11 weeks before we get a primetime game, and that being our only primetime game outside of the final 2 weeks of to be determined. But, hey, at least it's something, okay? The Colts are not going overseas. I put up a question on social media about, you know, there's no overseas games for the Indianapolis Colts this year, you know, and how you feel about it. And an overwhelming response, and I mean overwhelming, by like 95%, because I had a lot of responses, like 80, all right, responses to that question. And they're all very happy for two reasons. Two reasons. One, they don't have to worry about, you know, going overseas. That's rough on the team. Short period of transitioning and all of that. You got jet lag. And then, of course, they didn't want it also that if they do go overseas, would that cut out a home game? There's a 50-50 shot that takes a home game away from you, right? And nobody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see all your home games sitting at home, all right? So I get it. Now, there are some teams in Europe, or some fans, Colts fans in Europe, that did respond saying they wish there was one in London or Germany or, you know, Spain, wherever, you know, and that, you know, that way they could go and watch it. And I understand that, and my heart's out for you, but you gotta understand the travel of that is ridiculous for the team. Okay. Now they do go, great. You know, I'm all for it as well. It's an experience for the players to go overseas to different countries. They get to experience that, and that's fun for them, good for them. We won our game in Germany last year, right? When we went overseas, we put a beating down on the Patriots, if I remember correctly, right, in Germany. So, you know, I'm not worried about losing games overseas, but I do get that there are pluses and minuses to the team going overseas. Whether that's, you know, over there. I'm going to count Mexico as overseas, because that's still a long trip, especially from Indiana, right? So I'm still counting that as an overseas game as well, even though that's technically not overseas. Or, you know, in Canada, for instance, as well. I mean, you never know. I'm a little ticked off that the rest of those games, outside of the Jets game, outside of the Denver game, is all 1 o'clock games. Okay. There is going to be very little publicity for the Indianapolis Colts again. And a lot of fans are going to be like, well, that's cool. Let them sleep on them. They're not going to realize how good the Colts are if they're good, if they're that good this year. No. All right. I'm tired. The only way that we're going to get primetime games is if we get primetime spots and start winning them. Last year, we were 2-1 in primetime games last year. All right. We won 2, lost 1. And the one that we lost was by a couple stinking yards, right? One dropped pass at the end of the Texans game, week 18. Now, almost, we was this close. To being 3-0 in primetime last year is what it is. I'm kind of shocked that they didn't give us more than one. I figured at least two, just, you know, scheduled because of our record, the fact that we have Anthony Richardson, the fact that we do have some up and coming names on our team. But again, small media, you know, we're not a large market, right? So we're not going to get that, as opposed to, say, the New York Jets, which had, if I remember right, the Jets who have not been relevant in how long? And they've got like, what, 7 primetime games or something like that? What? That's crazy. Come on. I mean, that's just absolutely insane in my opinion. All right, well, so let's look at the week one. We get our revenge. We get a shot at revenge against the Houston Texans week one at home. Our week one game is at home. We have a shot to finally break that, but we got to beat the Houston Texans. That's not a small task, okay? We've seen how good that we were 1-1 against them last year, and the last time we played them, as we saw, it came down to the wire. So facing them again, week one at home, that's fun. We have a shot, a legitimate shot, in my opinion, to get that monkey off our back, that week one curse that we've had for quite some time. Now, week two at Green Bay, Jordan Love, right? This should be an interesting game as well. They're a team that is up and coming as well. Week three, hosting the Chicago Bears and all these new players that they have, right? And Matt Eberflus at head coach. I mean, that's going to be fun. I'm going to be curious to see how Matt Eberflus reacts to the fan base walking into Indy. Hopefully he's more of a stand-up guy and is more than what we saw, you know, from the Eagles when they came in, right? And their head coach and what he did, Sirianni. But it should be an interesting game. Caleb Williams and all them guys. Then week four. Holy crap, man. Our first four games, 3 out of the first 4 games are home games. We get a chance. That is absolutely stellar. At home against Pittsburgh. We beat that record last year as well, right? Where we could not beat Pittsburgh. We went so long without winning. We finally beat Pittsburgh. Now we're going to host them this week, week four this year. That's going to be awesome. You know what? We have had the first 6 weeks of every season. We've had at least four divisional games in the first 6 weeks of the last like 4 years or something like that. All right. Not this year. We've got 3. 3. We got Jacksonville week 5, okay? Jacksonville in Florida week 5, right? That's going to be, that'll be October, so not overly hot. That'll be nice. There shouldn't be that heat problem that you have when you go to Jacksonville or Tampa Bay or Miami or something like that in September, okay? So that's in our favor as well. And then week 6, we go to Tennessee and face the Titans. First time I have seen where we have in a long time, where we play all 3 of our divisional opponents before we double up on one of them, right? Most of the time we'll see like, we'll get Houston, and then like 3 weeks later we get Houston again, or Jacksonville, then 4 weeks later we get Jacksonville again. Not this time. This time we got the Texans, Jacksonville, and then Tennessee. Freaking A. All right. We'll kind of spread this out a little bit. Now, that's not to say that we're not getting a lot of these out of the way early, because I'm looking at this and, you know, through eight weeks, we got 4 games. So half of our games through the first 8 weeks are legitimate division games, half of them. After we finish at Tennessee, we host the Miami Dolphins week 7. Host them. Now, that might not be a primetime game at 1 o'clock. But if Miami is anything like what they have been the last few years, I'll guarantee you a lot of people will be watching this game, especially if Indianapolis is doing decent by, you know, after 7 weeks in the NFL. So there'll be a lot of people watching that specific game. So that'll be a fun game. And let's face it, all right, that's just a little bit scary. Good thing is we're at home. All right, but you know, our secondary versus their speedster receiving core, we'll see how our defensive front holds up in that game. And then, of course, we go to Houston week 8. That's fine, right? That, like I said, 4 division games in the first 8 weeks. We'll have Houston completely out of the way. You know, by the time week 8 is over with, we don't have to face Houston no more. Okay? And in my opinion, they're probably the toughest team in this division for the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm not saying they're the toughest team for the Indianapolis Colts to beat. I'm just saying they're the ones that are expected to win the division, right? So, you know, get that out of the way. Maybe we win one, maybe we win two, you know, we'll see what happens. Week 9, we go to Minnesota to face the Vikings. That another 1 o'clock game, first game of November. That could be a little bit chilly, but I think that Minnesota's in a dome, so I think that'll be pretty good. Hosting Buffalo rather than going to Buffalo in mid-November is way better, right? As opposed to going there. We remember last time we went to Buffalo, it was like, 10 feet deep of snow or something, right, with Gore. I don't know if that was the last time, but we all remember that game, right? It was like a horrible snowstorm. It was awful. They was having a blizzard. We lost that game. No. Now, we did beat so that wasn't the last time. That was two times before, because the last time we faced Buffalo, Jonathan Taylor went wild on him, right? Jonathan Taylor had like 6 touchdowns that game. So, yeah. And then, of course, week 11, the 17th of November, we go to New York. All right. Face the Jets, our only scheduled primetime game. Week 12, we host Detroit. The Lions, that's going to be a tough game. That's going to be a game that's going to be really tough for both teams, in my opinion. You're going to find out what kind of grit the Indianapolis Colts have against this Detroit Lions team. You know, Jared Goff, now the second highest paid player in the NFL, right, on an annual basis. And then, of course, you know, they've got Hutchinson and that defense and that head coach would be – that'll be a fun game. I actually like a lot of the matchups that we have on our schedule. Then we go to New England. December 1st, we go to New England. That could be a nasty game. That's going to be a cold weather, nasty. You could see a nor'eastern coming in, blizzards, all that. Like what you're afraid of Buffalo, what I was talking about. Or, you know, Green Bay or something of that nature. No. You can see that in New England as well. All right. And that's something that could legitimately happen. Now, I'm not too worried about New England. I think we can beat New England. They got a new quarterback. They got new head coach. They got new everything. I don't know. By week 13, they should have their identity by then. So, you know, we'll be able to analyze that game a lot better than from where I'm sitting at right now. But in my opinion, there's no one in New England anymore from, you know, the era that we've had our rivalry with them. So it's not really, it doesn't have the same feel it used to have. It just don't. All right. Week 14, we already discussed, is our bye week. Awesome. All right, there's an opportunity right after playing New England to finally sit down, get a bye week. maybe it'll feel like two bye weeks if New England ain't as good as I think they're not going to be. If they're as good as I think they're not going to be, then it'll be like having two bye weeks in a row. But like I said, I'll be able to analyze that better when we get there, because they got to have an identity at that point. Week 15 in Denver, Mile High Stadium, 4:25. It's a 4 o'clock game at Mile High, December 15th. That could be a really nasty, nasty game. Okay. That's going to favor Denver tenfold. I feel like we definitely have a better team than them, but I mean, late in the season in Denver, it's a kind of a scary game. Not that the team itself is scary to me, but just the location and timing of that location. Week 16, we finish up Tennessee. I say finish up. We're going to host them. So that's, you know, that's something. 1 o'clock game, 3 days before Christmas. So that'll be an opportunity for the Indianapolis Colts. If we could steal the one at Tennessee on week six, then week seven or week 16, very, very, very important game. That week 16 at home against Tennessee could very well determine, if we win that game, could very well determine what the next two games will be scheduled as, okay? Very well, because the next two games are TBDs, all right? And if we're fighting for divisional superiority at that point, then maybe we get a Saturday game or a Sunday night game, you know, or another Monday night game like they did a few times, right? When week 17 rolls around and we go to New York again, we get to go to New York twice this year, this time to face those football giants and Daniel Jones and all the other guys that they have, plus a wide receiver that a lot of Colts fans wanted the Colts to trade up for to get, but I was happy with Leiatu Latu. And then we finished the season off. Love the fact that we opened the season against Houston at home, and then finished the season at home against Jacksonville. That's another to be determined game. And that very well could be very similar to the one that, you know, this past season, you know, week 18, it was the Texans and the Colts fighting for the divisional title. It could very well be Jacksonville and the Colts fighting for the divisional title again, week 18 this year. So hopefully the Indianapolis takes care of business, especially in their own division. A lot of good things to go over with this schedule. A lot of it not good. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. All right. Don't forget, smash that like button and hit subscribe. I'd appreciate that. And if you're listening to this to an audio podcast, make sure you give it a rating and, you know, type down something, what you think about the pod as well, and this episode specifically. And I think that's going to do it for us here on Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen. This was brought to you by BetOnline. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?